The thread running through today's stories is timing. The windows that security disclosure, hiring, and research quietly depend on are all closing faster than the processes built around them. This is your digest for Saturday, August 29th, 2026, and there are 9 stories ahead, covering vulnerability disclosure, open weight models, infrastructure money, and surveillance. Within about 10 minutes of posting a security patch for discussion, Anil Madhavapedi's website started taking automated probes hunting the flaw it fixed. Madhavapedi is a Cambridge computer science professor and a core maintainer of the OCaml compiler, and he wrote it up this week as evidence that open source disclosure practice has quietly stopped working. An embargo assumes a patch can sit in public for a few days while other maintainers read it, because turning a fix into an attack used to require a person to study it and build something. Coding agents collapse that into one unattended step, and the gap between a rumor of a bug and a working exploit is now measured in minutes. Nick Craigwood, who maintains the file transfer tool rClone, reports the same pressure. His project went from roughly 20 security disclosures across a decade to more than 40 in a single month, about 3/4 carrying actionable detail. The bottleneck now is paperwork. Identifiers that took 2 or 3 days now take 3 or 4 weeks, so maintainers ship releases with a placeholder and wait. Same pattern, different door. If you run hiring, the North Korean remote worker problem is no longer only your engineering manager's concern. New research from Huntress finds operatives working for the regime have moved beyond software into sales, marketing, and healthcare. It documented 3 cases across Australian healthcare, financial services, and a sales and marketing hire. They are hard to catch because nobody is exploiting a technical weakness. The applicants interview and get hired through the ordinary process, leaning on stolen identity documents, commercial VPN accounts, and proxies to look local. Fewer than half of the logged working hours fell inside normal business hours, clustering instead around North Korean time zones. The recommended response is entirely procedural. Real background checks, an employment history somebody verifies, and live video during the interview rather than after the offer. The assumption about open weight models is that they trail the frontier by a generation and make it up on price. GLM 5.3, published this week by the lab ZAI, complicates that. It is a mixture of experts' model with 753 billion parameters and a 300,000 token context window released on Hugging Face, and the lab is explicit that it shares a base model with GLM 5.2. Every gain, they say, came from post-training. The headline claim is a 50% improvement on internal coding benchmarks. The more interesting number sits beside it. GLM 5.3 leads Terminal Bench 3.0 at 28.3, and it tops Exploit Bench, a measure of offensive security capability, at 54.4. ZAI calls that second result an unexpected strength that emerged during scaling rather than a target. Set against the disclosure story, a freely downloadable model, unusually good at finding software flaws, stops being a hypothetical. Where that lab handed its weights to anyone who wants them, this one points its models inward. $4 an hour against $150. Anthropic published research this week from fellow Chen Yue Han on what it calls an automated alignment researcher, a system that reads the literature, proposes a mitigation, trains a model, and checks if the problem shrank. It improved scores on all 10 alignment benchmarks without degrading general performance, and the paper claims its best method beats what experienced human researchers propose within 6 hours. $4 is its cost per hour against roughly $150 for the human. The caveat the authors put in writing is the whole ballgame. It only helps when the benchmark measures what you care about. Raise that a level and the question stops being which open model is best. Open weight companies have become the most sought-after acquisition targets in the industry. NVIDIA is reportedly closing a $13 billion purchase of Hugging Face, the hub where models like GLM are published, having already agreed a $6 billion deal with Poolside. Stripe bought OpenRouter, a major router of open weight traffic for businesses, for over $7 billion. NVIDIA's motive is not subtle. Its largest customers, OpenAI and Google among them, are designing their own inference chips and owning the distribution layer outside those labs' hedges against being designed out. What the prices do not reflect is present demand. Roughly 6% of companies have deployed an open weight model at all, and about 2% of software engineers use one. Fireworks chief executive Lin Qiao frames the bet as specialization, arguing the future belongs to narrow models built for one job. Away from who owns the models and toward who builds the floor they run on, cooling systems and real estate. Those two line items sit on the investment list Andreessen Horowitz published this week, next to chips, memory, interconnects, and robotics, which tells you what sort of fund this is. The firm has raised $1.1 billion for a vehicle it calls Machine Age, aimed at accelerating what it describes as the physical build-out of artificial intelligence, for a partnership that built its reputation on software. where serving one more customer costs almost nothing, that is a real change of posture. The stated priorities read like the bottleneck list people training large models complain about privately: memory bandwidth, interconnects that scale across systems, power-efficient hardware at the edge. Missing from the announcement is any named partner leading the fund, or any company it has already backed, which leaves a clear thesis and an unproven one. From infrastructure down to the address bar, if you have ever handed a real email address to a store because there was no other way to check out, Brave shipped something for you this week, its browser now mints email aliases directly in the page. Click an email field and a prompt offers a throwaway address instead of your own. Mail sent to it forwards to your real inbox, and Brave says it filters spam and deletes the message once it has been passed along. The reason to care is not spam. Retailers and data brokers treat an email address as a stable identifier, which is what lets a purchase at one site be matched to your behavior at another, and what turns any single breach into a linkable record. Aliasing breaks that. Join Apple and a few paid services have offered this for years, but putting it in the browser where the form is removes the step most people skip. 5 aliases are free, with more reserved for paying subscribers. Streaming was sold on the premise that unbundling would cost less than the cable package it replaced. Apple TV now costs $14.99 a month, up from $12.99, and the annual plan moves from $99 to $119, a jump of about 20% in a single step. The Apple One bundle, which folds in music, arcade, and iCloud, goes from $19.95 to $21.95. That is the fourth increase in 4 years. And Apple offered no reason for this one. The backdrop is component pricing, with memory expensive as data center construction absorbs supply. A subscription is a strange place for that to surface, which points at a simpler explanation: subscribers have not left yet. That last one is a cost you can decline. This one is not. 46% of Americans now oppose police license plate cameras in their community, against 38% who support them, according to a YouGov survey of 20,000 people shared with the Washington Post. A year ago, a majority backed the technology, which makes this a reversal rather than drift. The weight is on the other side of the ledger. Flock, the largest vendor, runs more than 120,000 readers nationwide, logging which vehicles passed where. Respondents were not merely opposed, they doubted the cameras made anyone safer. That skepticism has been fed by documented misuse inside police departments, and several towns have canceled contracts. The American Civil Liberties Union says the safeguards Flock introduced this summer amount to little. Flock concedes support is not unconditional, and its chief executive has been asking for compromise since the cameras started being vandalized. That is the thread today. The timetables, everything quietly ran on, for disclosure, for hiring, for what people will accept in their own street, are all being renegotiated at once. Thanks for listening. I'm Shmoog, and I'll be back tomorrow with the next digest.